Welcome to the Midweek Minisode. This is an unscripted look at what I'm loving this week, what I'm thinking about this week, what we're trying in our home, and any other quick tips, encouragement, or useful information that I can pass on to you to get you through this week a little bit better. This may or may not have anything to do with hearing loss. You will hear things about health and wellness, personal growth, spiritual growth, parenting, and everything in between. It's kind of like a bag of Chex Mix. You never know what you're going to get with this midweek minisode. I hold to the principle that variety is the spice of life for these episodes. If this sounds fun to you, then let's chat, new friend. Hey, everyone. Welcome to the midweek minisode. And I am so excited. Do you know why? Because I was able to say yes to popsicles for dinner for my kids. How fun is that? Oh my gosh, you guys. So the backstory is, number one, for the first part of this backstory, I really like, finding opportunities to say yes to my kids and do some fun things with them. Because as parents and as moms in particular, it feels like we're always saying no, right? We're trying to raise good people, raise people who are not self-absorbed, raise people who are kind and caring to other people. And to do that and to mold and shape our kids into the kind, considerate, compassionate, empathetic, helpful, servant-hearted adults that I think we all, want them to be. It involves us saying no a lot, right? They have to learn they can't get their way all the time. They can't have everything they want. We have to lay down the boundaries and the rules for them because kids are not capable of doing that themselves yet. And so we have to say no a lot. So because I have to say no and teach them stuff and set down the rules and boundaries, I try to find little opportunities when I can say yes to them and make it really fun. I also try to model for our children that you can say yes and have fun, but within boundaries. So you can have fun, but you don't have to go off the rails with it every time, right? To have fun, have a good time. So that being said, the second part of the story is that my 8-year-old really likes Blippi. He's very into Blipping. And in particular, he really loves the episode where Blippi makes smoothies and also the episode where Blippi makes popsicles. So he's always asking to make a smoothie. And this child, my oldest son, loves a good smoothie. We took him to Disney World, my mom and I did, this January for his 8th birthday. And he's a pretty picky eater anyway, so I was a little concerned that he wasn't going to find anything to eat, but found out that Disney World makes incredible smoothies. So basically the whole week he survived on raspberry and strawberry and banana smoothies, and he loved it. So this kid loves a good smoothie. He also loves a good popsicle. So he was very inspired by Blippi. He loves making smoothies and he wanted to make popsicles. So my 3-year-old and I were shopping, in Walmart the other week, and, they're starting to get all their spring and summer stuff out. And we found some pretty cheap popsicle molds. And I was like, oh, these, this is great. I've been waiting or wanting to get the popsicle molds because I know my 8-year-old really wants to, try making popsicles. And I honestly just keep forgetting to buy the molds. That's the problem. I just forget about it. So I was like, here they are. Let's buy them. So we bought them, and he was so excited when he got home from school to say that we made popsicles. So we made these really yummy popsicles, and they were also really healthy. I will put in the link the recipe for the popsicles, and I'll tell you, I didn't make up the recipe. I also didn't really measure anything. Once again, I think I got it from Yummy Toddler Foods. That's a website, so I will link that in the show notes for you. But we made these popsicles. They were strawberry. My son loves strawberry popsicles. They were creamy. They were delicious. And they were also extremely healthy. So we had these popsicles. We made them. And of course, later on the next day, because we needed to make them and then let them sit in the refrigerator for 24 hours to really firm up. So the next night, they wanted popsicles for dinner. And ordinarily, we're going to say no to that, right? They need a balance, like healthy meal to some degree. We're gonna say no. But the fun thing is that with these popsicles, I could 100% say yes because they are packed with fiber and vitamins from the fruit. They're packed with protein from the yogurt that was in it and calcium from the yogurt. And we used a little bit of honey too. So it was very low sugar as well, and just like natural sugars. And that was so exciting, you know, with summer coming up, spring, we're here in the South, and somehow next week it's going to be in the 90s already in April, which is super early for that type of weather. So I'm really excited to have found this popsicle recipe that we can use over and over this summer. And I'm even more excited that when my kids ask for popsicles for dinner, I can actually say yes and feel really good that they're actually kind of getting a balanced meal. And one popsicle. So, for the recipe, what we use, once again, we use Yummy Toddler Foods, and I will link that in the show notes. But we used strawberries, I think like a cup, like a handful of strawberries, fresh strawberries. You could also use frozen strawberries. We use strawberries, we use like maybe a cup of Greek yogurt. We used maybe about a cup, half a cup. Once again, I didn't really measure. I just kind of threw it in there of oat milk. You could also use almond milk or regular milk if you want to kind of like blend it up a little bit. And then we put in some honey to just sweeten it a little bit more. And we literally just put all that stuff in the blender, blended it up. So it's basically a smoothie. And then we poured it into the popsicle molds that we got from Walmart and let it sit for 24 hours. And then these, I tried them and they were really good. Tasting like creamy popsicles, which I really love. So they weren't necessarily just like all fruit. And I love because they have like that protein in them too. Yeah. So that was our recipe. So go to the show notes, get the recipe, and pop into either our Facebook group at facebook.com/raisingdeafkids or shoot me an email at hello@raisingdeafkids.com. And let me know if you made any of the popsicles from Yummy Toddler Foods that I'm linking. And number two, let me know if you were able to say yes to popsicles for breakfast, lunch, or dinner for your kids this week. I would love to hear. And I bet your kids would be so excited to learn that yes, they can have popsicles for dinner. And you're going to be so excited because you can actually say yes to something and they can have fun, but within a boundary of still feeling good and healthy. So shoot me that email. I love hearing from you guys and let me know, did you make the popsicles and did you say yes to popsicles for dinner? All right, I'll see you on Thursday, friends.